Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Functional Programming in Scala by Paul Q. Sano is a hands-on guide to writing Scala code in a purely functional style. The book is widely known for teaching core functional concepts through practical problem solving rather than theory alone, making it useful for developers who already write Scala but want stronger design skills and fewer side effects. It introduces a disciplined approach centered on immutability, referential transparency, and composable abstractions that scale from small utilities to large systems. Along the way, it connects functional ideas to real programming concerns like error handling, testing, and concurrency. Readers can expect to learn how to model programs with types, build reusable libraries, and reason about code with confidence. The overall focus is on developing habits that lead to simpler, safer, and more maintainable software in the Scala ecosystem. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, thinking functionally, immutability and referential transparency. A central theme of the book is shifting from an imperative mindset to a functional one, where programs are built from expressions rather than sequences of commands. Immutability is presented as a practical tool that prevents hidden state changes and makes behavior easier to predict. Closely related is referential transparency, the idea that an expression can be replaced by its value without changing program meaning. This property is what enables equational reasoning, a way of understanding correctness by simple substitution and algebra-like steps. In Scala, adopting these principles often means preferring val over var, avoiding in-place updates, and using persistent data structures that efficiently share structure. The book frames these ideas not as academic ideals, but as techniques that reduce bugs and make refactoring safer. When functions have no unexpected effects, you can test them more directly, parallelize computations more safely, and build larger programs by composing smaller, trustworthy parts. This topic lays the foundation for everything that follows, because many later abstractions depend on predictability and composability. Secondly, functional data structures and building your own collections. The book emphasizes learning functional programming by implementing key data structures in a purely functional way. Instead of relying only on built-in collections, readers explore how lists, trees, and other structures can be represented with algebraic data types and processed with pattern matching. A major payoff is understanding how operations like map, fold, filter, and flatmap emerge naturally as reusable building blocks. By focusing on persistent structures, it highlights how you can get efficient behavior without mutation, using structural sharing to avoid copying entire collections. This approach also reinforces type-driven design. Once a data structure and its operations are defined precisely, many correct programs follow from the types and recursion patterns. Implementing these structures develops intuition for recursion, tail recursion, and higher-order functions, which are essential in Scala. It also shows how to design APIs that are expressive and safe, encouraging a style where complex transformations are pipelines of small, composable functions rather than loops with mutable accumulators. Thirdly, handling errors and optionality with algebraic types. Robust programs must deal with missing values, failures, and exceptions, and the book teaches how to model these situations explicitly. Rather than throwing exceptions as a default, it promotes representing uncertainty and failure in types, commonly through constructs like option and either. This makes error paths visible and forces callers to handle them, reducing runtime surprises. A key lesson is that these types are not just containers, but interfaces for composition, supporting operations like map, flatmap, and combinators that accumulate or short-circuit failures. This enables writing clear workflows where each step may fail, without deeply nested conditionals. The book also connects these patterns to validation scenarios, where you may want to collect multiple errors instead of failing fast, motivating more general abstractions. By encoding error handling as values, programs become easier to test because you can verify results without relying on try-catch. This topic equips readers with a practical toolkit for building safer application logic and cleaner domain models in Scala. Fourthly, laziness and streams. Working with potentially infinite data, laziness is presented as a way to separate the description of a computation from its execution. The book commonly explores lazy sequences, often via a stream-like abstraction, to demonstrate how you can model data that is expensive to compute or even infinite. By evaluating elements only when needed, you can process large inputs efficiently and build elegant pipelines that short-circuit early. This topic typically covers constructing lazy values, defining combinators that preserve laziness, and reasoning about when computations will run. It also shows how laziness pairs naturally with functional composition. You can chain transformations without paying the cost until the final consumer demands results. In Scala, careful design is needed to avoid accidental strictness, so the book highlights patterns for writing operations like map, take, drop, and fold in a way that remains lazy. Beyond performance, laziness can improve modularity because producers and consumers can be written independently, and the resulting program can handle streaming scenarios with a clear, declarative structure. Lastly, effects and abstractions from simple functions to functional architectures. As programs grow, dealing with side effects like I/O, randomness, and time becomes unavoidable. The book introduces a functional way to manage effects by representing them as values, allowing effectful programs to be composed like pure ones. This often leads to abstractions such as an I/O type or similar effect wrapper, where you build a description of what should happen and run it at the edge of the system. The topic also connects to broader abstractions like functors, monads, and other type classes that capture common patterns of composition across many data types. Rather than focusing on jargon, the emphasis is on why these abstractions matter. They let you build reusable libraries, structure programs into interpretable components, and test logic independently from execution. This section typically ties together earlier lessons on composability, error handling, and laziness, showing how to design programs that are modular and maintainable. Readers come away with a framework for architecting Scala applications with predictable behavior and clear boundaries between pure logic and real-world effects. In conclusion, this book fits Scala developers who want to move beyond using functional features occasionally and instead adopt a consistent functional style. It is also valuable for programmers coming from Java, C#, or JavaScript who want a structured path into functional thinking without losing sight of practical engineering. The benefit is not just learning new syntax, but gaining habits that improve daily work, clearer APIs, fewer hidden side effects, more reliable refactoring, and code that is easier to test and reason about. Compared with many functional programming books that lean heavily on theory or category terminology, this one is often appreciated for teaching through concrete implementations and step-by-step design choices. It helps readers build intuition by creating data structures, writing combinators, and modeling effects in a disciplined way. If you want to write Scala that scales in complexity without becoming fragile, and you prefer a learning approach rooted in programming practice, this book is worth buying and working through carefully. If you would like to support Paul Chiusano, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.